Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says we'll be have decreasing clouds by this afternoon. We'll have a high of about 66, and this will be the last day of this nice weather because things will be getting colder as of tomorrow. Right now in Kenosha, 62 degrees. In Burlington, it's 58. 61 in Milwaukee, 61 in Racine. One person killed, another injured last night, the collision of a car and an SUV at the Mount Pleasant intersection of Green Bay Road and 16th Street, a crash that police say was alcohol-related. A news release indicating a southbound car driven by 23-year-old David Parr of Mount Pleasant failed to yield during a left turn maneuver onto 16th Street in front of a northbound SUV. The passenger in the car declared dead at the scene. Parr taken by paramedics to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency with non-life-threatening injuries. After treatment, he was placed in jail for homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle, also ticketed for not yielding on the turn. Circumstances surrounding the fatal shooting of a 14-year-old Racine girl, allegedly by her 14-year-old boyfriend, still not clear at this point, but Keller McQuay portrayed as generally distraught immediately after pulling the trigger last month, that according to testimony at his preliminary hearing. Police Department Detective Kevin Klinghammer quoted the boy's 12-year-old sister, saying she heard a gunshot while in an adjacent room at the crime scene.
She said she heard pop and Keller came in crying and ran out.
Klinghammer said just before the shooting, the 12-year-old claimed to have heard the victim say Vista Jackson, her brother expressing their love for each other. Jackson shot at close range with a sawed-off rifle. McQuay charged with reckless homicide in adult court, his attorney trying to get things moved into juvenile jurisdiction. Kenosha County authorities literally have thrown the book at Andrew Obregon, accused of murdering a Kenosha man, plus a string of crimes over the course of more than 2 weeks. He's been charged with 32 felonies and misdemeanors, including intentional homicide for the death of Taiwan Anderson, hiding a corpse, attempted homicide, theft, armed robbery, burglary, operating motor vehicles without owner consent, fleeing police, and nearly 20 traffic offenses. Meanwhile, Obregon spotted several times in Racine and Kenosha counties after being sought, leading authorities on high-speed chases, but each time he was able to elude capture by driving into cornfields. He was eventually caught in Winthrop Harbor after a carjacking incident. It's a 29-page criminal complaint against him. Bond has been set at $5 million. That is believed to be the highest amount ever requested by the Kenosha DA's office. Police in Kenosha looking into the reported armed robbery of the Pizza Hut restaurant on 52nd Street at 39th Avenue last night, just before 10 o'clock. Initial reports had a gun being used to commit the crime, with three suspects running toward the nearby Kmart parking lot after the crime. All three said to have been wearing sweatshirts, one described as black, the other yellow, and a third was blue. U.S. Attorney's Office saying no to Kenosha's Michael Bell nearly 3 years after he sought a federal review of his 21-year-old son's 2004 death by Kenosha police. It happened outside the family home.
Bell claimed to have evidence to prove officers used excessive force and covered up their actions, though the officers were cleared by an internal investigation and the district attorney's office. Bell had also hoped to persuade the Department of Justice and the FBI to consider investigating what he alleged was a pattern of civil rights abuses by Kenosha police, accusations vehemently denied by Chief John Morrissey. The two have since discussed a number of issues as Morrissey is getting closer to retirement. A letter to Bell says the allegations do not warrant federal action at this time. JS Online quotes Bell about dialogue on police conduct now taking place around the country. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Public tonight has a chance to comment on the proposed 2016 budget for the city of Racine. The Common Council's Committee of the Whole will be meeting at 6 p.m. Any part of the budget or the entire spending proposal is open for scrutiny. Once the public hearing is over, then the budget review process resumes with an eventual committee recommendation to the full council. New partnerships have been formed in Racine to help launch new businesses. The city and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation each contributing $100,000 to a loan fund designed to assist entrepreneurs in developing new technologies in fields with high growth potential. City Administrator Tom Friedel telling the council this week it's a new program for businesses that operate in the city or who want to locate in Racine.
We will be the first city in the state of Wisconsin to team up with Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This is a new idea that they came up with.
Says it's a revolving loan fund similar to one involving the federal government that has not been very popular because of all the regulations involved. This will also include a grant component. Friedel calling it another tool in the effort to create jobs in Racine. And the Kenosha City Plan Commission will meet later this afternoon at the Municipal Building to consider matters related to the Shalom Center, its proposal to move to a new location, and to launch a homeless shelter on the northwest side. The agenda listing a resolution to amend the Comprehensive Land Use Plan's map for property at 4314 39th Avenue, as well as a rezoning request. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day. It's podcast form for our newscast. They're in the local news section on the webpage. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.